Guys, welcome back to the video. Mario's being a clown before we started recording. Took me a little bit to get my composure back. But hey, guys, welcome back. Hit that subscribe button. And thank you guys for all the reviews and all the comments and everything you're leaving. You guys have been so very kind. And I'm glad that you guys are enjoying these videos and the podcast. And feel free to drop me a comment wherever you're listening to or watching it. And for something you want me to say or do or talk about. And we'll do it. It's easy as that, right?
Yeah.
But today I want to talk about books. I want to talk about books. And I've gotten a lot of messages through the Agoge and through, you know, hey, what's some books that I should read? I've read this. And first, I'll caveat with these books with this. In 2023, we have a problem. In 2023, we have a problem, and it's called, we have an obesity epidemic. But it's called info-obesity. Never before. Maybe it's the problem. Never before have we had access to so much information. Never before in our life. We've got AI stuff happening now. We've got, you know, the Google machines. We've got Bard. We've got all kinds of different search engines. We've got voice Alexa and Google and Siri in our homes. We can ask anything and get an answer. So we are overwhelmed with information. The problem is we have lots of information, but very little people are doing jack and all shit about it. The execution is where we're lacking. So if I'm going to give you these five essential reads that every man should dive into, my request is that you don't just read them, but you actually utilize them to change your life. You action upon the information that you read. So let's get into it. Book number one. Well, it's my book. Because I'm the top motherfucker in this podcast studio, and my book goes number one. But in all reality is this. Excommunicated Warrior, The Seven Stages of Transition. What it started out to be and what it is today is two different things. I wrote it as my initial thought when I wrote the keynote. Excommunicated Warrior, The Seven Stages Transition was to help veterans transition from the military. But as I started giving that keynote and as I was writing the book and starting to talk to more people, that speech was really resonating with a lot more people than just veterans. It was resonating with law enforcement. It was resonating with, you know, corporate, you know, people that were in the corporate world for a long period of time, mothers, stay-at-home moms, people have, you know, have gone through divorces. Because what I learned was if you do a thing for a long time, your identity gets attached to this thing, this job that you do. So that's what the seven stages of transition was really outlining, was you have this big life change. A chapter in your life is closed, and either you turn the page and start writing the next chapter, or you kind of just get stuck at the end of that chapter and you don't write the next one. So you peak. It's like peaking in high school or college. Like the best thing you ever did was this thing. The best thing you ever did was be the football star. Or the biggest thing you ever did was a stay-at-home mom, and now your kids all grew up and left the house and you don't know who you are and you have no purpose in your life anymore. Or you worked for UPS. You thought you were going to retire at 30 years and they pulled the rug out from under you at 28 years and you're like, "What the hell? I thought I was good with these people." So if you live long enough, you experience lots of chapters in your life, and that's what that book is about, and that's about how to turn the chapter of the next page and start writing the new chapter, because the reality is the next chapter might just be the very best one, and you're missing out on it because you're stuck in the old bullshit. So get that book. My website's below. You can check that book out. Or any of them below on the Amazon links. The next one being, man, if you don't read this book once a year, you're just missing out. But it's Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And I tell you what, if you really want to see how you're a cog in the wheel and how you're being controlled by society, you're being controlled by negativity, read this book. It will make you want to quit drinking, quit smoking, quit being any part of any system, and really, really blaze a trail for your success and your success alone. because that's what that book is about. And it was so controversial that his family would not write it or would not release it until after he died. And I think it didn't actually get released until his wife. His wife died because she said it was because it was attacking the church. It was attacking the educational system. It was attacking politics. And it's what's scary is as time goes on, the more accurate that book has gotten. So I highly suggest that every man read Outwitting the Devil. And my suggestion is the audiobook because they have different voices and he basically interviews the devil on why he has his grip on men, why he has a grip on society. And it's very, very interesting the way they go back and forth and explain that book. So that's number two. Number three, holy shit, man, The Alchemist. If this book just, this is probably the best book that I've read since, ready for it? The Hatchet in seventh grade. Did you ever read The Hatchet?
Never read it.
Before your time. You're a young buck.
Yeah.
The Hatchet was a great story. It's not on this list, but because I love that book so much, the story of The Alchemist and young Santiago and learning what his personal legend was and meaning your personal journey. And we all have a personal journey that we're supposed to walk, but some of us get stuck. And this book is a reminder of the importance of listening to one's heart and recognizing the opportunity and following your dreams and not getting stagnant and not getting stuck. So highly recommend The Alchemist. It's a short book. Give it a good read. The next one being As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's an old book, but man, it's a good one. Another short one too. But really, man, it emphasizes that a man's character, circumstances, and experience are direct results of his thoughts. And really understanding how we can change our perspective, we become a master of our thoughts, we become a master of our own mind, and we can manifest our own reality just by mere perception and the things that come out of our mouth. And that's as a man thinketh. Be a master of your thoughts. Being a master of one's thoughts can lead to purposeful and accomplished life. And that is, I tell you what, in my own personal life, when I got a hold of that, things really started changing for me. Now, this last one, I saw a video from this woman talking about her husband and how she was kind of having a moment. And she called her husband and said, you know, I'm freaking out. I'm not doing so well. So now, and all he did was, okay, I'm going to come home. And he left work and came home and he sat at the countertop and she just cried and went off and told him everything. And he didn't say much. He just listened. And then after that, he said, okay, you good? Yep. And then he goes, if you need me, you call me, I'll be right back home. And she described her husband as this 6'5" bottle of Valium, meaning he was unshakable. He didn't react to anything ever. He reacted based off how he wanted to react. He could not be shaken. He could not be manipulated. His emotions could not be manipulated. He was just a model stoic man. And that's something that I strive to be, and that's something that I think all men should strive to be. So my fifth one being is the Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And I think as men and as leaders, we have to check our emotions because we are emotional creatures. Even though we think logically, our emotions are anger, you know, turn to frustration, turn to depression, and then can turn to anxiety. But when we do all the other things, we have our identity in check, right? We understand that we're building a life and a vision that's based off of us, not the society, not the system. We're not being controlled by our vices. We fall in love with our personal journey. We control our thoughts and what we speak. And then we become very stoic to where when we speak, we speak with the best intentions. I think that provides a framework for dealing with challenges, understanding life's importance, and leading with integrity. So my fifth book is that, because I think we all need to be a little bit more stoic in the way that we respond to life. So anyways, these five books offer valuable insights onto how to react and act as a man and the importance of certain things that really can change our life. So I challenge you to hit those links below, get educated, but don't have info obesity. Take some fucking action in your life and be the man that you really want to be. If you need help with that, join the Agogi. Message me, click the link below, get in there, get in the room. Never quit, never surrender, always forward. See you guys next time.